10 the podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. My name is John Wilkerson, and this is the first of four special Advent episodes. Watching, waiting, longing for the day when his people would glorify. And that is Advent hymn, Watching, Waiting, Longing, from my good friend Rick Lee James. You can check out the entire music video over on my website in the show notes, strugglingforpurpose.com/Advent Week 1. Well, I thought I would do these four special Advent episodes. I am actually leading the Advent portion of the services at my church this year. This is the first time that we're doing it, and so I thought I would just share what I would be sharing at the church. And just as a side note, I am just a layperson. I am not an ordained minister. I don't teach regularly or anything like that. I want to encourage everyone out there who is just a layperson to look for opportunities to share and teach at their church, whether it's in Sunday school, whether it's at a men's group, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes. I think it's great for us to exercise the gifts that have been given to us. And one of those gifts is our ability to study and read the Word. And we should share what we're learning because, well, for a couple things, it takes the burden off of those who are called to teach, and it can help relieve their stress at times. You may not do a full service, maybe you just do a portion of a service or something else, but I would, if I were you, take an opportunity to see where you can contribute to the teaching at your church. So as what I was saying, as we enter into the Advent season, I thought I'd put together a few podcasts that reflect my thoughts and communicate the importance that I feel there is in an Advent tradition. Now, you don't have to celebrate with candles or a wreath, but Christmas time is the perfect season to reflect on Christ's coming to the world and his eventual return. Now, if you haven't heard about Advent, maybe you are not familiar with it, or maybe you think you're familiar with it, and there are a few things you might want to think about as we're in this Advent season. So I found a great explanation of what Advent is over at Christianity.com, and there's a link in the show notes again, and I just want to read just an excerpt of that for you. Some people may know that the Advent season focuses on expectation and think that it serves as an anticipation of Christ's birth in the season leading up to Christmas. This is part of the story, but there's more to Advent. Advent symbolizes the present situation of the church in these last days, Acts 2:17, Hebrews 1:2, as God's people wait for the return of Christ in glory to consummate his eternal kingdom. The church is in a similar situation to Israel at the end of the Old Testament, in exile, waiting and hoping in prayerful expectation for the coming of the Messiah. Israel looked back to God's past gracious actions on their behalf in leading them out of Egypt in the Exodus. And on this basis, they called for God once again to act for them. In the same way, the church during Advent looks back upon Christ's coming in celebration, while at the same time looking forward in eager anticipation to the coming of Christ's kingdom when he returns for his people. In this light, the Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel, perfectly represents the church's cry during the Advent season. The church now sings this song in commemoration of the first coming and in expectation of Christ's second coming. So today is the first day of Advent. It's, like I said, the season where we celebrate the coming of Christ. We remember his first coming and anticipate his second. Hope springs eternal as we look to the return of our King. Until then, may you be at peace, knowing what God foretold has come to pass and will be completed. And now reading from Romans chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. And again, Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." You see, Israel looked to the writings of the prophets and hoped for a Messiah. Their hope was in him who would come, and ours is in him who has come. So, on this first day, we light a candle to symbolize our hope in Christ and our expectation of his return. And I just want to read to you a prayer that I got from a Catholic Advent study. And goes like this: "Lord, you are the light of our world. O gracious God of promise, we prepare to worship together as we await the fulfillment of your wondrous plan. Help us to grow as we hear your word and live in your love. May the light of your love always shine in our hearts." So, that's it. That is the first of the Advent specials. I hope that you have enjoyed it. These are probably not going to be 10 minutes. This is a little bit longer because I'm setting things up. But I expect these to be about 5 minutes because that's about how long I'm going at church. So I hope you've enjoyed this. If you did, please shoot me an email, john@strugglingforpurpose.com, or leave a comment over in the show notes over at strugglingforpurpose.com/Advent Week 1. Watching, waiting, longing for the day when his people would glorify the name above all names. My name is John Wilkerson. You've been listening to Tend the Podcast. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sticking me in your ears.